Listen as an instructor leads a discussion of some material from a history class.
Okay, today we're going to be discussing West Point, which is home to the United States Military Academy. It is, in fact, the oldest continuously occupied military outpost in the United States. Just a warning, you may want to pay careful attention to this discussion because there's an exam at the end of the week, and the information we're discussing today just might be covered on the exam. Now, we can see the Military Academy at West Point in this photograph. The Military Academy was founded at West Point in 1802. Prior to the establishment of the Military Academy there, other military installations were located at West Point because of its strategic location. What we're going to discuss today is the important role of West Point during the American Revolution, prior to the time that the Military Academy was founded there. Okay, now, Matt, what was the strategic importance of West Point during the American Revolution?
West Point's located 45 miles above Manhattan on the Hudson River.
Mm-hmm.
Its strategic importance can be seen from its location on the map. It's located at a spot at a point where the river narrows and bends sharply, with hills on either side.
Excellent. And why was this location important to the British during the Revolution?
During the Revolution, the British military forces knew that if they could control the Hudson, then they could dominate the colonies, both economically and militarily. And control of West Point meant control of the Hudson.
Okay, so how would control of the Hudson ensure both economic and military domination of the area? Anybody? Nina?
The Hudson was a major means of transportation during the Revolutionary era. Control of the Hudson would mean that commerce into New York could be monitored, and that transportation of military supplies and troops could be diminished. It would also mean that the colonies could effectively be divided.
Exactly. Control of the river was of extreme importance during the war. Because of this importance, the colonial forces made a great effort later in the war, during the war, to fortify West Point. Pam, what types of fortifications did the colonists install at West Point during the Revolution?
Cannons were installed in the hills overlooking the Hudson in the area around West Point, and a number of forts were constructed.
Yes, that's true. The colonial forces installed cannons and built a number of forts. They also installed a very different type of protective device. Anybody? What was that?
In addition to the cannons and forts, they stretched a chain across the river between West Point and Constitution Island, close to the bend in the river.
Uh-huh. And why was the chain stretched across the river, and why in that location?
Well, the chain was built to block the river, and the location between the point and Constitution Island was ideal because I think it wasn't visible to river traffic coming up the Hudson.
Okay. Now, about the forts in the area of West Point, what was the name of the major fort in the area? Matt?
One of the forts was named Fort Arnold, and it was named after Benedict Arnold, who had been a military hero earlier in the war, wasn't it?
Exactly. Now, how else was Benedict Arnold related to West Point? Nina?
Well, later in the war, George Washington, the commander-in-chief of the American forces, appointed America's best fighting general, Benedict Arnold, to command the fortifications at West Point.
Yeah. Benedict Arnold is famous, or notorious, I should say, for more than being a skilled general. Why is Benedict Arnold notorious? Pam?
Benedict Arnold is notorious for treason against the United States. While serving as commander at West Point, he apparently felt that he wasn't getting the recognition that he deserved. So he set up a treasonous plot. He met with the British, with British Major John Andre, and agreed to surrender West Point to the British in exchange for 20,000 British pounds.
Mm-hmm. Was the plot successful or not?
Well, the plot was discovered when Andre, the British major, was discovered behind American lines. Because the plot was discovered, West Point did not fall into British hands.
And the importance of this?
Well, because of the strategic importance of West Point, had it fallen to the British, the outcome of the war might have been different.
Okay, and how is Benedict Arnold viewed today? I mean, after all, he was a brilliant military officer in his career. Nina?
Well, he may have been a hero early in his career, but by the end of the war, he was known only as a traitor. His name today is synonymous with traitor.
Yeah, that's right. Now, any questions about the early history of West Point and Benedict Arnold's role in relation to it? Just a hint, you most likely want to be quite knowledgeable about this before Friday's exam.